You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to On the Couch,
On the Couch
with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
That's right, baby. We say what we want. So there. Good morning to you, everybody. It's Dr. Michelle. Welcome to the couch. We are on the couch with Dr. Michelle. Friday morning, 11 a.m. I just like to get into the music. We'll hang with the vocal. How's that?
Yeah, baby, come on down.
It's kind of one of those mellow days, you know? LATalkRadio.com is the place to be for the best talk radio. Because we talk about what we want to talk about. You know, there's no restrictions. We do a lot of helpful stuff, too, and that's what we're about here on the couch with Dr. Michelle. And I have a really super guest today. We're going to be talking about all sorts of cool things, ranging from classic, you know, cognitive therapy, how people originally, you know, from Aaron T. Beck got together and decided to help folks with, you know, their thinking about thinking and their behaviors, changing all that to nasty stuff to make you feel better. But then it goes a step further. There's a new kind of therapy that a lot of psychologists are using. It's called mindfulness. Yeah. And it's really a little bit more detailed, but we'll get into that. But I want to welcome my special guest today. Mark Mallory is the host right here on LA Talk Radio of the show called Navigation. I don't know if you guys have heard it, but it's awesome. I really like your show. Mark, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Nice to have you here with me. I talk really fast, so just, you know.
Yep. No, I've got my coffee. I'm ready.
Okay. I'm really.
Go, baby, go.
I'm juiced this morning, honey. I'm like, I'm really in bad shape, so.
We're vibrating on the same level.
Are we? Okay.
That's
what
I'm guessing.
I'm thinking.
We're lined up.
I think we are.
Our emotional guidance systems
yep.
are beaming.
Yep. Yeah, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
I yeah.
feel it.
So. I've been, you know, I've been having some back pain, so I think that kind of dulls it a little bit, that guidance system kind of, I get my back today. You know, you feel a little.
Yeah, no. Don't focus on what is, focus on the way you want it to be.
Well, there you go. That's exactly what it is. So can you tell folks a little bit about navigation and why you chose that word and the idea of your show?
Well, navigation came to me over a year ago now. It's been, I sell real estate, and I've had a really interesting life, and then I started to come up with these, to glean these different ideas of how everyone has a fabulous life, a fantastic life, you know,
yeah.
because, you know, you kind of get stuck in yourself of, well, why am I having such a hard time?
And
it's
right.
just, you know, it shouldn't be this hard.
Yeah.
So then it just started me seeking answers. So part of the teachings that I came across were Esther and Jerry Hicks. Esther
right.
channels the spirit Abraham, which is source energy, which is God energy, everything and everyone, all vibrating energy
yep.
Of the universe. And it just resonated with me. Like I totally locked in and got it.
Right.
So navigation hence is me. The whole show is about me finding my way and coming up with answers that have helped me ease some of the suffering in my own life.
Yes, you know? Yeah, and that's what we're talking about right here on the couch.
Absolutely.
You know, how to cope, how to deal with stuff.
It's learning, like I've learned meditation, the benefits of meditation, affirmations, visualizing, positive thought, diet and exercise, of course.
Yes.
Appreciation is huge. And then
yeah.
study. Be curious.
Yes.
And then just relaxing and not taking anything too seriously. Just have fun. Because I believe we're here to be joyous creators. Like, you know, like that teaching explains.
Right, exactly. And that's called the law of attraction, guys, if you haven't heard of it. I mean, I think everybody's heard of it now, and you just Google it, and usually you get turned on to Esther and Jerry Hicks and Abraham Group. And
essentially, it's what you think about, you bring about. And it,
exactly.
Absolutely, I've tracked it. I'm learning this. I'm owning it because I get it, I get it, I get it.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to do, is serve humanity with navigation and explain to the layman that might be having a difficult, challenging time in their lives, you know, if I can get it, anybody can get it.
Well, you're very modest. No, but you have to be interested and attracted to it in the first place. You have to be kind of on that thought vibration in order to pull yourself towards it, don't you? I mean, there's a lot of folks who probably wouldn't be interested in it because they're kind of in the muck.
Yeah, well, what I believe is it resonates with everyone because it's truth. I mean,
gotcha.
You know, and, you know, people can say, well, how the hell, how do you know it's truth?
Right.
This is a question I'll ask you,
okay.
Because I ask every guest on my show,
right.
Why are we here?
Right. Why are we here? Good question. My theory is to experience, okay, we are physical beings, but I believe we're more than that. I think we are souls. We have a connection with whatever spiritual consciousness out there, whatever you want to call it. A lot of people who come to me, and I don't go, you know, I kind of go easily with folks who are hardcore Catholic or Orthodox or whatever my clients are.
And everyone needs something to believe in. So,
exactly. Yeah. But there is, you know, an agnostic thing about all of my information that I get about. But so what do I say to folks? We have two particular sides. We are physical beings for some reason who are here to experience the physical and work through it through behaviors and thoughts. We're gifted with this brain, wherever it came from. But that's another whole show. But
And sometimes it's best to chop your head off and not think.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
That's part of your emotional guidance system.
That's right.
You're not feeling good, you're not lined up.
Exactly. So, and of course we are the thought, we are the spirit, we are that vibration or whatever. I do believe in quantum physics, and I believe that is a truth, that it's about molecular structure, it's about vibration. And I know people are going, I'm gone. Michelle, she's gone off the deep end. She's no longer my doctor of psychology.
Right now, I would suggest to those people that have that thought, hold on, give it some thought.
Yeah.
Look back
exactly.
In your life experience.
Exactly.
Think about the times when things haven't worked out for you, when you've been upset. You're a shit magnet. Excuse my friend.
No, it's true. No, yeah. It's really true. And I think, and it's not... It's not, okay, we can start at, and this is where I talk to my folks, we can start at the cognitive therapy thing. It's about thinking the right thoughts that are going to make you healthier. It's about, you know, and a lot of my stuff is writing down, journaling, making the right thoughts. Let's not talk about the bad stuff in your life. Let's talk about what's the truth, and that's cognitive therapy, is truth in terms of quit creating this, oh my God, catastrophizing, this is going to happen. Quit going to, well, this has happened in the past and of course it's going to happen now. Be in the now, mindfulness.
Right, but don't, if where you're at, your truth isn't what you want, then think of a truth that you would want. You know, you focus on the way that you'd like it to be so that you can bust out of that. Because if you continue to do what you do, you're going to get what you got. I mean, it's obvious.
It's I really believe that our brains, through a time continuum, they are a mirror of what we're thinking out there will bring to us. Mm-hmm. I look
well,
back.
Well, that coupled with emotion.
Absolutely.
You can't just think you want a better life, or think you want a better job, or think you want a better partner.
Right.
You have to bolster the emotion that goes along with having that. Like, feel the excitement.
Exactly.
You know, there's so many great tools out there.
Yes.
To get into that. Summer McStravick is great. She teaches flow dreaming, and it's a guided, it's not meditation, it's a guided daydream. And what you're doing is you're visualizing and doing affirmations of the way of the life that you'd want that really excites you. And you do it, as little as 5 or 10 minutes a day. And you get into your flow, your energetic flow, and you're basically, you are seeding your subconscious. start drawing it.
That's cool. Yeah. What I think is a lot of people who are so wrapped up in their daily just assumptions of the negative thoughts, oh boy, here we go another day, oh boy, got to get up and, you know, need to have something to get out of. So what with the mindfulness, and I know you and I are on the same page on this, is the here and now of thinking, feeling, what am I feeling right now? I always tell my clients to say, you know, they're up in the morning. We do a scenario. You get up at 7 and you get dressed and you're going, oh, crap, I feel bad. I feel bleh. I got to go to the same stupid boss and I have to, you know, what are you feeling? Wait, let's put a name on that feeling. What are you feeling right now? I'm feeling just bored. Define the feeling.
Right.
And talk about, I'm feeling bored because this boss is a jerk. I'm a little tired. I went out, partied a little too late last night. You know, define all these things, why you're feeling, you think you're feeling this way. And then you elevate it to the next. What can I work with that would be a small
bit of relief?
Bit of relief.
All you
exactly.
have to do is reach for relief. A
yes.
feeling that reach for a feeling that feels better. That's
exactly.
all you got to do. And
yes.
little by little, it grows.
I agree. You know? So what would the next level from?
Well, you have to risk who you are for what you can become.
Yes, yes.
You know? And I'm doing it. This is really exciting. A little
cool.
plug here.
Go for
I'm
it.
Doing an 8-week transformational experiment with Candace Silver. She's a transformational coach, and
cool.
we're gonna have. It's gonna be. It's not on navigation. We'll announce when it's gonna be.
Okay.
But it's all about this, and it's. Me kind of as the experiment, because like I said, if I can get this, anyone can get it, and I'm getting it. I am
yes.
dialed in, and I am shouting it from the rooftop because
yes.
it absolutely is true.
Yes.
I've tested it,
right.
and my life is going so wonderfully, and you wouldn't believe the where and what I've been through.
Well, tell me, baby. Come on, let's talk. Do you
well,
want to talk about a little bit of it?
But
or
you
do you wanna...
But you don't want to beat the drum.
Right.
Of,
go back
of
in
that.
The past and the negativity.
Yeah.
Right.
But so you can have
let's do it together now. I do it all the time. So,
good. So you're going to have an appreciation.
Good.
It's a big word.
Yeah.
Appreciation.
Yeah.
of from which I speak. Okay. I'll give you the quick rundown.
Give me the quick and dirty, Mark. Come on, baby.
Okay.
I'm going to be Freud for you right now.
I'm the youngest of 6, raised on a cattle ranch in Northern California. The sibling next to me in age is like 8 years older, my sister.
Wow.
I'm the only gay one.
Yes.
Okay, strike one of what the hell. You
yeah,
know?
Sure. Oh, you're so cute.
Okay.
Strike one of what the hell. What the hell was that?
No. So grew up with, you know, watching Charlie's Angels and all the 70s shows, always wanting to live in Los Angeles. So I create that for myself. I can look back and see how I created it.
Right.
I wanted it so badly that I got it. You know, it's a long story, but I got to Los Angeles. I got a gig at Channel 7 in the news department as an apprentice.
Wow.
Living the life, living in Hollywood,
right.
growing. And then from there, you start your career. I was a radio news reporter for a little while, and then I wanted to get into television, but you make minimum wage as a reporter at a small station in the sticks.
It's a lot of work,
and
I made
way more just as an apprentice in the news.
Right.
And I was anchored in Los Angeles. I'm not going to go to Florence, Alabama to...
Right, right.
And I actually flew there for an interview and got the job and then said, maybe not.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Right.
So a friend was making a ton of money in mortgage banking, got me into that and learned,
learned
that, and then got into real estate. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So fast forward... I met the person I thought I was going to be with for the rest of my life, and he dumped me after 4 years. Just walked away from me.
No,
yeah, broke my heart. Didn't know how to.
I'm so sorry.
Didn't know what I was going to do. So
this
crushed me because all of my family is with their original spouses. They all have kids.
Right,
and, you know, I'm the only one at Christmas, like with
was
the dogs.
honey, was there a lot of judgment towards you being gay?
Never.
Cool. So the family was
my
really
soul
cool.
picked
was...
the perfect family.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah, they were. I am surrounded by angels. We have a very good family.
Supportive.
Everyone's stable. There's no addictions. There's no weirdness.
Wow.
I'm blessed.
No judgment. No like religious condemnation saying you will burn in hell. Yeah.
No, because they're smart people that realize it isn't my choice. I didn't choose to be gay.
That's right.
You know.
Right.
This is
right.
who. It's organic. It just happened.
Exactly. Exactly.
Do you think I'd want this? I don't. You know. It's who I am.
Exactly.
That's okay. So
that's okay.
All right, so...
No, I okay. really appreciate you sharing the... Okay, so, okay, so you just were quickly, dumped I'll bring and your heart was speed. Broken.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You were, and how long ago was this?
This was in spring of 03. So I'm searching okay. for answers. I go to right. see this psychic. Actually, the psychic was on my show last Sunday that told me this. Justine Kinzer, psychicgirl.com. Okay, so she sees San Francisco huge in my reading.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, I've never even thought to live there. And I don't really have an interest in it. And right. so the whole summer passes... And I haven't sold a house, and I'm wondering how I'm going to make rent and, you know, what the hell am I going to do? And I'm having dinner with friends, and out of the blue, I'm telling them the story, and my friend goes, well, how do you feel about San Francisco?
Yeah.
And I didn't tell him about
exactly.
the psychic. And I go, well, what do you mean? He goes, oh, well, my company, we just built a high-rise, and we need a salesperson. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
There you go.
Within 2 weeks, I made more money I've ever made in my life selling a gleaming, gorgeous high-rise in San Francisco. It took me my mind off the that situation.
Sadness, right? Defocused and put your energy into something else, which
all right,
is part
so
of the...
Yeah. Right, so there's a little bit more to the story. Okay,
okay, okay good. So, I want to hear,
Okay,
go
tell
ahead.
Me when you have to get a break. I'll try and make it brief. Okay. So so the phone rings one day at the sales office, and it's yeah. my friend in LA, and he goes, are you sitting down? And I'm like, why? He goes, oh, well, I just saw him.
Yeah, in, who dumped you.
Doing... Yeah. In a porn. And I'm like,
oh,
okie dokie.
Okay.
So I go and I rent it. I look at the release date on it. It was 6 months before he broke up with me.
Okay.
Okay. And gift with purchase.
So
I'm positive.
Yeah. Oh, honey. Oh, honey.
Crazy.
Damn.
But you know, I have never lost 1 minute of weirdness because of that diagnosis.
Yes.
I mean, I'm undetectable and healthy and praise yes. God, that's all good.
Right.
But it's just...
Right.
I now and that kind of explained why he just left. But I mean, come
right.
on, just tell me what's going on.
Be honest. I mean, and the thing is that why didn't he tell you what he was doing for a living? I mean, that's about an honest, you know, partner
well,
tells you, you know, and then you could have made
because
your choice.
I
well,
probably wouldn't
weird.
Have been cool.
That's
with
right.
It. Okay, so anyway,
so that yeah.
All right, so the building sells. I moved to San Diego, buy a place, and I'm in the sheesh now. So I have a Range Rover.
Ooh,
I buy
in San Diego.
Yeah,
now.
Buy an investment okay. property in San Antonio.
Nice.
I've got a townhouse and. San Diego, and I'm with this company, and life is
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, life is good.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Saturn moves into my financial sector. The plug got pulled out of my tub. All my resources started to drain.
Right.
Both homes are in trouble. The lease
yeah, yeah.
on the Range Rover is up. Couldn't replace it. I know. Curse.
Yeah.
So I move up. I move back to L.A. Get and
right.
decide I'm going to get back into real estate. Okay. So then yeah. Justine tells me. Do you have to go to break?
Nope.
Okay. Justine tells me in
a
reading like 6 months ago.
I don't do break. People just have to sit through me.
And your yammering guest.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Enough
no!
already. I got my own problems,
Listen,
buddy.
This is why I love to do psychology on
yeah.
the air. People
Who
love
knew?
To hear other people's stuff. You know?
It's horrifying. And I'm glossing. People. I'm glossing
yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
up. This is like,
you're not
you don't even know how dirty
and
ugly
dirty.
It
That's right.
And how owie. And, anyway.
Okay.
All right. So I get back up here. It's been a year now.
So things are not, things are kind of turning a little
they're
sour.
They're turning around? No.
Oh, oh.
Now they have completely
okay.
Turned around because
right.
all the attention to study and trying to figure out why all of my past
right.
has brought me to where I am today of right. actually getting that I'm in control of my own reality. We
right.
create our own reality
exactly.
through our thoughts and feelings. And it's as simple as that, and it blows my mind.
So why do you think you created all that stuff for you in your
life? Because I wasn't in control of my deliberate thoughts.
Yes.
You know,
okay.
our thoughts are kind of like, as we go through our day, we're kind of like, you know, floating through and, oh, we'll crash into a tree and then maybe we'll hit a straight stretch on the road and
right.
everything will be smooth and then we'll hit a building
right.
or,
right.
you know, and then we bump, sideswipe a car and then we get back on track and have smooth sailing.
Right.
That's life.
Right, exactly.
So what this is, what these tools have taught me is that you can control your path.
Right.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And it's absolutely true. So
I agree.
I really want to have anyone contact me anytime they want, listen to the show, and challenge me. Give me something that might be up in their lives that's causing them some angst, and let
right.
I promise them
exactly.
I can help them.
I think you can. I really
I believe
think you
I can.
I know you can.
The other person I love is Joel Osteen. Oh my God!
Yes,
yes.
Tell me.
He was one of Barbara Walters' most influential people of 06. He does prosperity consciousness. He's a preacher from Houston, the Lakewood Church. And I'm not religious at all.
Right.
But his ministry isn't
right.
really religiously
right,
driven.
Right.
It's more prosperity. He teaches your best days are ahead.
That's great. It's the same,
and live a life of victory. It's all tandem.
Exactly. And what I teach too is that it is. It's all about your thoughts, your feelings in tandem with those thoughts. What am I going to, what would I like to have? And you can recreate your whole life if you're having a horrible, you hate your job, you have no relationships, you know, people around you, you don't have a supportive family. How can I change? How can
affirmations are a huge thing to help me. Affirmations. And watching out for miracles. Miracles do happen, people. They do happen. And an amazing story of that when you're ready.
Okay. But what a lot of people who I see do is they, you know, the miracles happen. I tell them, you know, keep your eye out for people who come into your life. If you're in a good place and you're starting to kind of work through some of the things you want, there'll be signs.
They're divine connections.
I think so. I think it's about, again, attracting that mind, the like thinking. If you are in a good place or you're desiring this and it's not a, it doesn't have a negative connotation or resistant thought, as we call it,
And it's as easy as someone smiles to you, smiles at you or holds a door or wishes you a good day. Just be grateful. Appreciate
in that.
That
moment.
And it starts to build.
It really does. And it is. It's almost like a snowball effect. The more what I see and the more that you kind of define what you want and define how you want to feel, which is usually better. Now, let me tell you this. There's a lot of people who are addicted, who I see, to the drama. I'm writing a book right now. It's called Detoxing the Drama from Your Life. And it basically, that's what it is. It's that whole chemical thing that we found. If you guys have ever seen the What the Bleep movie, it's kind of like a little cartoon about, you know, creating a lot of the chemical, the neurotransmitters create the chemical addiction to a continuing thought process. So when you start changing your thoughts and you start having new, different experiences that are on what we call a better positive level that you would like, then what happens is those neurons are changing. You're changing the pathways. You're changing your thoughts. You're changing your life. So when you see someone who you have issues with, you're not going to say, oh, look at that asshole. You see someone you have issues with and they go, oh, there's
thank God I'm not
Jeanette.
Them.
That's right. I feel really, you know, I'm feeling bad for them because they've created this mess in their life. They have stuff they're putting on me, and that's their stuff.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with me.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And what has to do with me, and I have people who come in to see me, and they say, Dr. Michelle, I feel like crap. Can you just tell me some magical words? Or I had a lady the other night say, can you wave a magic wand and just make me feel better in this room?
Aww.
And I said, I just will tell you this. What you're thinking about yourself is so not true, and that you need to recreate who you are because I see you as this lovely human being who's been dealt a bad hand but created a lot. And I don't want to dump on her, you know, but I see you.
But don't beat the drum of how it is.
Exactly.
Start saying, I know who I am and I love myself.
Exactly.
I have more money coming in than going out.
Right.
I only work with people I love and who love and respect me.
And these are the affirmations. These are the things that you can believe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and again, a lot of people who come in are so ingrained in, I haven't met anybody and there's all jerks in L.A. I just, all the people in L.A. to hook up with single, not hook up with, well, you know what I mean, to meet who are single are a drag.
Do the backstroke in that. You know, if you're, if that, you want to swim in that.
That's it.
There you go. You're creating it.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, so it's you got to be conscious of what exactly you're thinking.
And the spoken word is important too.
It really is.
It's the boomerang effect.
Yes. Don't you think? I think the spoken, it has power because you're actually, that's why we have the physical bodies, because we can verbalize and we have this you know, brain that can create it in our life. And again, this is not about, it is about positive, but the secret, everybody's reading The Secret, and, you know, for a while now. It's a similar concepts. So, yeah.
What I'm really fascinated with now is how we're each figuring out our soul's purpose or because honestly, I'm here to enjoy Mark. I came to experience Mark.
Yes.
And the best gift I can give the universe is to be happy.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
so,
exactly.
You know, and that's it, and that's all that matters. It might sound selfish when people first hear it, but truly, if you just take care of yourself, think of the whole, the universe, as like an engine of a car, and, you know, you're a part in that engine. I'm a spark plug. If I'm not the best operating spark plug, you know, I'm going to put out a flaw to the engine, I'm not taking care of myself. But if I just focus on being happy and having a, living my best life,
right?
I'm contributing to that engine, and the whole engine's going to run smoother.
Exactly, and you just even a small part, like you said, the people put out there. I mean, you have a show that's very positive and you're helping folks, and I try to do the same. But I think just the smallest thing we see in life, a smile from someone, someone opens the door, someone comes up to me, and, I do therapy for people. Like, I drove into a gas station. I was really feeling...
Constantly, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But don't you love it?
Yeah, I love it. But I went to a gas station. I was getting home. I was tired. I had a long day. And, you know, I was still kind of feeling the client's stuff and kind of going over what I'd said. And hopefully I was trying to get messages across that would help. This lady pulled up next to me with this man. And there was something wrong with her car. And she pulled in. She said, I need gas. She goes, oh, I'm so stressed. I'm so stressed. And I said, well, why don't you go in? Why don't you, you know, can I help you? Maybe call AAA and see what we can do. She says, she starts telling me her life story. I'm in a bereavement group. Me and this gentleman met through this group. We're friends. We both lost our spouses. And they were both clearly depressed. Our car broke down. I'm out of gas. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. And I thought, you know, I was so thinking about this whole week about bereavement people who I've been dealing with an issue. I droop, you know, and not to be narcissistic, but here they are. And what
Isn't
can
it
I
delicious?
Do? It was like, what can I do in this moment in time? Because what I've learned and what I've really been working on to help these folks.
So I tried. You dive in and you point out that it's a beautiful day and that they're healthy and they've got an angel standing in front of them giving them love and they're beautiful beings. And
they were sweet, yeah, lovely people. Who yeah. were, I just felt, boy, I just, the energy, whoa, I was just so attached to.
And I guarantee that they had a shift because of that exchange.
I'm hoping that it was like and like, yeah. You know, a need for, whatever to help fill up. But. Yeah, exactly. So you're feeling better now, and you're on a groove.
And yes, and what's really curious is, I think I heard of a book called Broken Open, but that's kind of the way I feel. Mm-hmm. You know, I can speak to this because I've lived it.
Right.
You know, I was out of dough. Everything didn't really see how things could get any worse. I've got two dogs that are 12 years old. Starting off health issues, and and I'm not in a house. I'm in an apartment. I have to take care of that. You know, there's so much stuff that I'm dealing
right.
with. The debt is mounted up. Both properties are hitting the skids. You know, and no income. You know, haven't done a sale. You know, what the hell's going to happen?
Right.
I was 2 months behind in rent. Okay, so enter Jo Dunning. She does these pulse techniques. And I was online doing one of her energy balancing pulse techniques.
Yes.
And she wanted us to fasten your seatbelts for this.
Okay.
Okay. So she wants us to come up with three miracles, one right now, one big one, and a third that we need in our lives.
Oh, you need to create them is what she's saying. Okay.
As she's guiding us through this pulse
energy
technique.
All right. Okay.
All right. So after the technique, I check my messages, and it's my friend, and he's a caterer for the film industry, and he leaves a message that he's got leftovers from the show, one of his gigs, and he wanted to drop them off.
Right.
So he comes over. Okay. An envelope with $4,000 cash and a bottle of champagne, and he says, I will be your bailout.
Whoa! Now,
I'm like, what the? That was fast.
Where'd that one come from?
Miracles.
You're very skillful, dude.
Yeah. We all have this.
And what was the shift? See, here's the thing that
It was like a fever breaking because I was so pinned against the wall with despair.
Right.
I was planning the next morning. I would have to go with my tail between my legs to the manager of the building and say, look, I'm out of here. If you want my furniture, you can have it. I promise I'll make good on my past rent and make payments, but I'll get my ass out as soon as I can.
Right.
I'm done. I'm
out. Right.
There's nothing I can do. I don't know what, you know. It was literally just being emotionally crushed.
Right. It was almost to the point where you were just so down.
It was a transformation.
You
the word
hope.
Is transformation.
Did you have hope? Were you in a hopeful place that
no.
you know what? Okay, so you
I was
were
in a. I was in accepting of the what is.
Okay.
I had calmed.
Right.
To
there you go.
Accept the now.
Right.
This is reality.
Right.
There's no, you know, I accepted the now.
So what I tell my people a lot of times, which is exactly what you're saying, is be okay with where you are at now. Now, I know you came to me because your relationships aren't working, or you have no money, or you have, abusive parents who, have hurt you, and you're still carrying that around, and your self-esteem is low. But be where you are with that.
That's all that matters. The past is done. Forget it. It's over.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. We can relive and relive and hash out and keep talking about those moments. And maybe it's good at times to say, wait a minute, I recall my father used to take me in on Wednesdays and beat the crap out of me because he would go drinking and it was his late night and I would always fear and walk in anxious. So many times. How many times can we rehash that?
Yeah, let it go.
You want to feel it, baby. We can feel it. But you know what? You are not that anymore.
And you're in total control. So what do you want? You got it.
You're an adult now, kid. And this is the problem. You know, it's tough for me to sometimes work with – I don't usually work with children.
Right.
I work with adolescents and young adults who are making that transition to see that they do have that power now to come through that all those old messages that you receive from the negative interferences, which you probably needed to learn from mom and dad.
I love what Louise Hay says about teaching this to our children in school, the power of our minds and how we can create worlds with our minds. Rather than, who cares about remembering battle dates? You know, what the hell? You know?
I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think...
Teach them the beauty and the unlimited resources they have through the power of their thoughts and emotions.
Exactly. And that, in turn, will help them with their relationships. How do you choose to, and this is mindfulness as well, how do you choose to, and it's so tough when you're coming from a dysfunctional home. You have kids whose parents are really messed up and they're putting their stuff on you. How do these little people come through? That would be awesome if the school system said, you know, like you said, instead of memorizing. Indeed, it's important to get the abstract part of the brain going to study and read, but it's you have that power to retain and learn from that history and learn from the mathematical equations that you're learning, because it's only expanding. However, you're the person that can learn more and open up and create your own reality with all that stuff around you, with all the learning experiences.
Just, you know, take a broader view and think of this. Riddle me this. Look, from 100 years ago, you know, or beyond, when we had horse and buggies and, you know, just plodding along to today, 100 years is not very long.
It's not.
And look, we've got cell phones,
amazing
navigation systems. We've
amazing
put people on the moon.
Yes.
You know, and that is all because of creation. What we as humans, we recognize things and then we come up with ideas of how to make it better, and that's creation, and that's why we're here. So just imagine the next 100 years, because look at all the yummy, delicious stuff that our current batch of kids have grown up with.
Right,
they are so dialed in to the latest technology that their little minds are like racing with how to make it better.
Exactly.
That's gonna be awesome.
Hey, you know what? We have a caller.
We're
always open to callers on the line here on LA Talk Radio. And good morning to you. You're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and Mark.
Hi, Dr. Michelle.
Hi. How are you?
I'm all right.
You've been listening to our guest Mark Mallory?
I've been listening.
Okay.
I've been listening.
Are we helping you here?
I have a question.
Okay.
I've been laid off from my job for about 4 months.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And I am really trying real hard to get another job, and I'm depressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's been kind of tough out there.
Yeah.
I'm a single guy, and I don't have a relationship right now. And what I'd like to know is, how can I use the law of attraction to help me? I am just,
can you get yourself in a better, like through the day, try and get yourself in a better feeling, vibration, like shift your focus maybe off of your situation into something, an activity that you like, or are you getting exercise? Are you going to the gym and working out? And
like, I can't afford the gym.
Okay,
so,
can you go for a walk, or get your heart rate up? Are you eating, you know, as good of food as you can?
I'm doing that.
Uh-huh.
I eat as best as I can.
Mm-hmm. Do you like music? Do you listen to, you know, what's your favorite music?
You know, I've researched positive thinking. I've read books. Control Your Thoughts.
Right.
I've studied Kairathesia. I've studied the Essenes. I've really tried so hard to keep myself positive. I've changed my environment, but still, the reality when these bills come in, and I just don't have the money to pay them.
Right, right.
And I'm just having a tough time dealing with this stuff.
I
wake up in the morning and I put a smile on my face and I go to the internet and I try to. That's how I found you guys. I'm hopeless right now.
Well, first of all, watch out for the spoken word. Don't say you're hopeless. Say
there you go.
Reaffirm to yourself that you're a good man. You're able to take care of yourself. You're going to honor your debts. Don't focus on what is. I know it's very hard. I know it. I've lived it. I've been there.
Exactly.
But if you can start to see the life that you have or the life that you want and the things that you'd like to do, then what makes you happy and being successful in that career, you know, do you meditate at all, or are you very good at doing imagery, visualizing a lot? Can you see yourself having the perfect job that you'd like and the lifestyle that you'd like?
I do that.
Okay.
But reality slaps me in the face.
Stop saying that.
And it's just tough.
It's tough, but every single day,
it's like days. Hours turn into days. Days turn into weeks. Weeks turn into months.
Okay. That being said, you have nothing to lose than to do an experiment with yourself and give yourself a day, you know, half a day, whatever you can sculpt out to find a feeling of relief and trust in it, and see if it can't build. Because I promise you, if you can get out of that vibration just a little bit,
exactly,
you know, the times that you're able to do it will start to build and miracles will start to happen.
Right.
You might check out, you know, HayHouseRadio.com is awesome.
It is awesome.
Louise Hay, do affirmations, tell yourself positive thought when you're driving in the car. You know, you can write affirmations for yourself of what you'd like and just be positive and love yourself that everything is going to work out. Believe in God, the universe, whatever you want. We are all one energy, you know, and you are a beautiful, beautiful expression of the whole. Just know that your life has value and your best days are ahead.
And I think the spoken word, you know, like you said, Mark, to our caller, what is your name, by the way, caller?
I'm Steve.
Hey, Steve. The spoken word.
I'm calling from Walnut Creek.
Okay, cool. Nice to have you. Wow, cool. I love Walnut Creek.
Yeah, it's great up there.
It's beautiful up here.
Yeah. So that's a good, hey, there you go. See, that's what I want to hear from you. It's beautiful up here. And the thing is your spoken word, you said, I took note, you said, I've tried so hard. Okay, stop. Say that. Stop. You know, that's a resistant energy. Just know that stuff is going to get better. And again, it's that transition. It helps to write positive things, like you said, Mark. Write them down. Write, I am safe. I am healthy.
I have more money coming in than going
out.
I love what I do. I only work with people I love and who love and respect me. I have so much fun.
Exactly.
I love my work. And I'm so grateful.
Exactly.
Every day, I just appreciate, you know, I've got my health, you know.
Right.
I love my life.
And
things work out.
I'm
so surprised at how well things turned around for me. I'm so happy that I live in the most beautiful part of the country and we have such beautiful weather now and we're headed into the holidays, and that I have figured this out and turned it around, and it was so easy. It was me allowing and just stepping into it. You have to just have the faith and step into it.
And you see what he's saying? Everything he's saying, Steve, is a very positive, and it's real. It is truly real. Everything he's saying is the reality of, you know, your environment. You are.
It might be your reality, but it's not mine.
Okay, here
it's tough. I'm dealing with a lot of crap, and it's one thing to be sitting in your side and feeling this way, but it's another thing to be dealing with the realities every day, the phone calls, the negative news. You know, it's very tough. It's very tough to put on this to put on this facade that, oh, everything's great, everything's wonderful, everything's beautiful. It's just, it's tough.
Right. Exactly.
You know, send me an email and maybe I can give you a little more direction.
Exactly.
It's my name, Mark, last name Mallory, M-A-L-L-E-R-Y, at hotmail.com. Because
okay.
I say this because I've lived it. I think you, if you were listening to the show, you heard my story. It's horrifying by any standard.
Right.
And if I can turn it around,
exactly.
I promise you, you can.
Exactly.
I mean, you sound like a beautiful, smart, intelligent, conscientious person. You know, your soul is worthy. There is not one person on the planet that is any better than anybody else. We all have equal value.
That's right, exactly. And, you know,
and you're going to thrive. You have
yes.
to believe that your best days are ahead, and you're going to be astounded how you turn this around. You're going to look back, and this was like a bleep in your radar.
Exactly. And, you know, if you also, we were talking earlier about defining the feeling that you're having right now. You know, you were just saying words, you're having so tough. And if you can give me a feeling right now that you're having or feeling, what is how would you describe your feeling about your life within you right now?
Depressed.
Okay, depressed. Okay, now let's elevate that just a little bit, because you know the point of our discussion today too is how can you make just a small change and elevation up the ladder in your feeling. Understand, Steve, that every time you make, every day or every moment mindfulness, that you can make a small step up the ladder and allow yourself, what can you allow yourself that might be a little bit better than depressed? Tell me what you may be willing to allow yourself just to do today.
Go for a walk.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm not talking about a physical. I'm not good, indeed. Go for a walk. Go for a brisk half an hour walk. When I'm talking about the feeling, what kind of feeling are you willing to go to on the next positive level? From depression to not so depressed, from depression to sort of a hopeful, or trying something new that may feel good. What are you willing in this moment? See, this is about you, and you're hanging on to depression right now. What are you willing to do right now to say to us that you are willing to go to in a feeling? Where would you be willing to go the next step up? Tiniest step that you can maybe manage today.
Not thinking about my problems.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
That's a good start. And what worked for me, there's a lot of tools that work for me. I'm full of it. And they work in a good way, is to make a decision. BobProctor.com is a great site. It's got some free downloads of information. But one of the biggest things that we can do to turn our world around is decide. Make a decision that you are in control of your reality, you're a good man, and you are going to get control of this. First of all, get in your flow, too. Let go of the oars. You're fighting and fighting and fighting to like control and not let things be the way they are. Let go of the oars and let things flow. That's the first thing you're going to get into is a sense of relief. And then make lists of things. Just make a decision and be brave. You have to be courageous. Just face whatever it is. Face it. Write down lists of all the shit that's going on in your life. And then, I know it's overwhelming because my list went on, but you pick the top five that you can handle, that feel good, that you can make some accomplishment with today. And then save that list, line through them as you get them done, and they're going to start to bolster and build, and you're going to be on fire with, you've taken your power back, you're getting it done.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Like,
because right now what I'm getting from you, Steve, is that you feel out of control. You feel like all the external things are affecting you. All those things out there are handling you. You are reflecting all these things. You're bringing to you even more this negativity. As long as you hang on to it, this is low vibrational state or whatever frequency that you're in.
I mean, you can appreciate that, right, Steve? That you
yes, I can.
Yeah, you're a shit magnet right now because you're so quagmired in your stuff and then the doom of what's happening, and you're so focused on it. You're beaming that out and attracting more of it.
Right.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! You are in control of this. Stand up, be brave. Face it, make your list, pick the top five. You know you're an intelligent, smart, capable man. Just start working through that list, feeling good about your life. Take a break, relax, start pumping and feel good about the life that you see yourself living. You know,
exactly. It's
the goodies that you want, you know, whatever that may be, the body that you want, the car you want, the house you want. at the bank account that you want, mm-hmm. and see yourself happily, joyously writing checks to for the balances on those credit cards. What a relief.
I love paying bills.
Well, it's just,
no, exactly.
You own your
you
life.
You can do it. Exactly. And it's not only for me, what I teach too, and I think you can agree with this. It's not only the thoughts and the writing down of the affirmations and trying to be in the now, not go back to the negative or this is the way it is. I choose to do this, and this is what I'm willing to do today to feel better. And I'm going to walk. And you know what? I'm going to meet my friends out here who are more positive friends. I'm going to give that support system from the people who are going to help me. I'm going
to
go out. And I'm going
to
go out and you know what? What the heck? I'm going to go out and maybe look at some cool cars just for fun. Start putting those in your head.
Don't let those credit card calls get you down. Ignore them.
That's
just
their job.
Let them go to voicemail. You're aware. You're smart.
Yeah.
You know your stuff.
Right.
You know, if you don't, I suggest you get on top of it. You know your balances. Know how much you owe and when they're due. Be aware of them and feel good that you're on it. And as soon as you get things rolling, you're going to knock them out as quickly as possible. But be aware of them so you're clear on what it is. Don't take the call because it's only going to throw your energy off and make you feel bad. Just don't take the call. When you're up to it and feeling good, if you want, call them and let them know, well, I still don't have a job, but I haven't forgotten about you. I'm working on it. And I'm thinking of getting with a consumer credit counseling place that'll help me consolidate my loans. Just tell them whatever the hell they want to hear to shut them up and get them off. But literally, don't take the call. Don't engage because you're just, just focus on feeling good and you're too busy. You're straightening your life
That's
out.
Right.
You don't have time to be derailed by these jackasses.
That's exactly
you're
right.
aware of your stuff. You know you owe them and you're going to pay them. You're a good man. You're going to pay them. So the hell with them. Let them go to the side.
Exactly.
Because you are busy getting calibrated right now.
And it's also about actions, Steve. You take actions with your thoughts. Get the heck out of your depressive environment. Go take a walk. Go drive. You don't have a job today? Why don't you go to the beach? Are you close to the ocean?
Go
I don't know. Is Walnut Creek close to the ocean?
Yeah, no. Go look at the Golden Gate.
There you go.
How gorgeous it probably
take
is today.
Drive. That's right.
And listen to your favorite music and just start singing and love your life. I mean, you're healthy.
Right. Go
if
to
you
a,
heard
go
me
to
sing,
a,
you'd say no.
Well, whatever. Whatever
hey,
makes you,
know
you feel
what?
Better.
Whatever, exactly. And
treat
get
your,
some
you
supportive
know,
friends who are on the same, vibration, not in negative place. Oh, where you can feed off each other. Get some support. Do you have any supportive family members?
No.
Okay. Do you have any friends who you may have worked with or who you...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I
who are
I
any...
Have,
and
I
you,
have some
you got people. Me now.
So you got Mark.
Yeah. Email me. This will be a very fun... thing
That's
because
right.
it grows me to help you, and I'm honored if you would if you need, I'm here. But you can
okay,
do
Mark.
This. You totally can do this. I mean,
That's
you
right.
got it in you. You know this. I think, don't you know that? I mean, come on. Intuitively, you're
intuitively, I know that. It's just that
doesn't that feel good?
I've got
doesn't
to deal
feel
with
good?
The muck of the day.
Well, forget the muck of the day. Be appreciative that you get it and you
exactly.
know and you're a good man and that's all that matters.
And go with that intuition. Take actions, change your thoughts, get the heck out of your negative environment, start getting a positive support system, be around people who will feed that positive support system. Just start making changes and I would advise you to contact Mark as well. And or you can find me at docmichelle@aol.com. I'll be happy to help you too. You can never get enough help from everybody.
And appreciate the good. Appreciate the good. Fine. I know it might be a challenge, but appreciate the good. You have a home. You have a roof over your head. You have food to eat. You have a healthy body.
Right.
You have a good mind. You're a good man. That you have a conscience that you wanted. You know that this is bothering you. That's
exactly.
grateful.
You're reaching out.
You've made the first step today
to reach out. You have made this first positive step today by calling this show. So what do you think of that?
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
All right.
And if you want, there's kind of a cool thing. Oh, we got to wrap it up.
We got to wrap it up pretty soon. Go ahead,
okay,
Mark.
I was just going to say, HayHouse.com, if you go to the center page, they have archive shows that are archived for like a week after they're on. Summer McStravick did a flow dream on the economic situation that's going on right now.
Right.
It might be good for you to click onto it while before. And you don't have to join the wisdom community, but get it before it slides off.
Yeah, check it out. Hayhouse.com.
I will.
Thank you so much for calling in, Steve.
Thank you for all your help. I appreciate it. You gave me a lot of good information, a lot of things to think about.
Great.
You're gonna have a victorious life. Watch Joel Osteen on Sundays, too. He's awesome.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Dr. Michelle.
You got it. Thank you, Mark. Bye, Steve. Nice guy, huh?
Excellent.
Cool guy. I love that.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that cool? To be here, he's going to be fine.
I can tell.
I know.
He's a smart man.
Yeah. I think just putting it out there and the idea, a lot of people don't have the chutzpah to call in and just put it out there and say this is.
And that's everything.
That's right. It is.
A wanting, a hungering for a better situation.
Exactly.
You'll find it. You're going to get there.
You got that right. So tell folks again, folks, I don't want you to miss Mark's show. It's called Navigation. It's here on LA Talk Radio. Every Sunday at 11 a.m. And y'all can tune in and it's, you know, you think today was a taste of good stuff. Just wait. You can get so much information and learn so much more,
Thank you very much.
True.
I really appreciate being here. Thank you, Dr.
It's so nice
Michelle.
To have you. This awesome. Is Dr. Michelle, and we've had a good time being on the couch, haven't we? You know?
Excellent.
Yeah. I don't do Freud, but, you know, it's still kicking back and relaxing and. Everybody, thank you so much for calling in. Have a wonderful day. And you can find me, by the way, at Dr. Michelle Therapy. DrMichelleTherapy.com. That's my website. You'll find out more what I'm about, which is making positive life changes and detoxing from all that drama in your life. Have yourself a wonderful weekend and stay tuned. TJ McCormick, my man's on next. Enjoy. Bye-bye.